First of all, what is the problem that you're trying to address?
The problem we're trying to address is that what happens to the heart structurally and functionally after a heart undergoes a heart attack, which is the clogging of an artery, and as a result, the death of the myocytes that are supplied by that artery. What we have found is that these molecules that are called TIMPs, they are inhibitors of a group of enzymes that are matrix metalloproteinases, or MMPs, that degrade the network that holds the heart muscles together. And by degrading this network, the heart starts to expand and becomes larger, and therefore the contraction of these single cells is not translated into a whole unit pumping function of the heart as it should.
What will your research do?
What we have identified this family of proteins that are downregulated in disease, in heart disease, and we are hoping that by replenishing these proteins into the diseased heart, we'll be able to prevent the progression of heart disease from the early stages to the very late stages that comes with heart failure and the associated mortality and morbidity.
Now, are you doing your research on humans or animals?
We are starting with the mouse models, genetically modified mouse models, and we are hoping once we have this, we have more promising results, then we can move on to larger animals and hopefully in near future in clinics.
How exactly will you do that?
Well, using the genetically modified mice, we have found that mice that are lacking these specific proteins, the TIMPs, they do a lot worse. They succumb to the disease a lot more severely and a lot faster than the normal healthy mice that are subjected to the same treatments. And then we looked at what happens to this protein in a healthy normal mouse, and we saw that it is decreased at the very early stages of the disease. So what we are thinking is that at the very stages of the heart attack disease, if we can replenish the heart with this protein, maybe we can prevent the progression of the heart restructuring and the dysfunction.
Now, down the road, when you feel that you're at the point where you have a treatment, how would it be administered?
That's what we are working on right now. Right, in our experiments, we are injecting it directly into the heart, which could very well be the way to replenish the protein into the patients as well, into their heart. But there are also other aspects that we are looking at, like using a recombinant protein perhaps, or using these microbubbles as they're injected into the bloodstream. And as they get to the heart, using an echo ultrasound, they make the bubbles burst and they release the proteins in the heart. It will be further down the road, but that's another way of delivering the protein.
So would this be a treatment that is crisis-oriented, or is it something that you would be able to administer once you realize that a person has heart problem?
We are going to test this at different levels. We are going to see if replenishing this protein at the very early stages of the disease compared to the later stages of the disease. And we are hoping that we will be able to have some beneficial effect regardless of what stage of the disease we are looking at. And of course, if it's too late, too far into the disease progression, it may not be as helpful as it is if it is in the earlier stages of the disease.
With the funding that you've received, what will it do for you?
One of the major things that comes with this award is the equipment funding. And with that, we are able to buy larger equipment and more expensive equipment that we were not able to. And that makes us more competitive in the field.
And how long is it going to take for you to see some results?
Well, we already started these experiments, and I'm hoping by in a couple of weeks we should have some preliminary data. But again, it should take about 2 years to confirm the findings.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.